scare your lawn straight by dialing 1-888-ROSIE-4U. It's the Rosie on the House Show.
Army troops in tan and green, Navy, Air Force, and Marines.
Thank you
for doing what you do for the red, white, and blue.
Oh, that says it all on a Memorial Day broadcast of Rosie on the House. A lot of people might be phoning it in, calling off. We are a live radio program every Saturday morning. I think occasionally when Christmas falls on Saturday, we take Christmas off. And Easter always falls on Sunday, so we never have to worry about that weekend. But Memorial Day, we are here at ready for your calls at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. Anything relating to your landscape, nursery, garden. And I saw somewhere, it might have been in a newsletter or a post, something about a Memorial Day sale at Harper's.
At our Mesa location.
Mesa only.
Mesa only, right. Trying to get down on some inventory on some plants. And so plants only, half off. At our Mesa location only.
And right now, we're still in a great planting season.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be hot later, but you know plants can handle it.
Yeah. Well, I tell people, they say, can you plant? I said, look, this plant's sitting in the nursery in a black plastic pot.
Do it a favor. Put it in the ground.
It would be much happier if you take it home and put it in the ground. I mean, some days those black pots, you can hardly pick them up.
Mm-hmm.
And that plant's doing okay in there. So, water, lots of water.
What kind of hole preparation? Once we've got it dug, and it can be deceiving because you can get the pot. Sometimes the soil's all the way to the rim.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's halfway down. It just depends on what plant's in there. How do I identify? How deep do I need to make it?
Well, you never want to bury a plant, for lack of a better word, any higher up on the stem than it's been planted in the container that it's growing. So you do need to pay attention to how deep the soil line or how much soil is in that container. Dig the hole no deeper than that. And you really don't even want to dig the hole deeper and then backfill, because that will inevitably settle. And even if you have the plant sitting at the right height and there's loose fill or loose soil underneath it, it's going to settle some. So the plant will end up sinking and soil will, fill in around the stem. So we don't want that stem to have any more soil on it, any higher up on the stem than it has now. Width
and
is
see
a whole
why
different.
People would. They're thinking, well, I'll just make it loose down there so the roots can grow. So
yeah.
I'm going to make it a little deeper and backfill. I've even seen publications that illustrate that, digging deeper and it shows the backfill under the.
No, it's in our soils with the settling and with what they do, it's just a bad idea. So have the bottom of the hole be at the right height so the plant, when it's in the ground, that stem is at grade or even a little higher. It's better to even mound up to the stem of the plant if you have to. Width is a whole other situation, because that's where you want the roots, to be able to spread out and get going. So make it a couple, three times wider. You can't make it too wide. Depending on the plant, if it's a native plant or a very low water, a mesquite or palo verde, you don't need to amend the soil with a lot of organic compost. You want to put it on top. You were mentioning about all your excess horse manure and shavings and things like that. Anything organic up on top. Now, you can do that. You can put bark or mulch on top of the soil and up on the stem a bit, but not soil. So nice, big, wide hole, no deeper than the plant. And the big thing is watering. If you're planting 20 plants and it's 100 degrees, don't get all 20 planted and then go back and start watering the first one because it probably needed watered on the fourth or fifth one. So you start watering as you're going and move, as you plant one, go back and water one and keep it going, because the longer they go, the more stress they get. That's when you get into trouble. It's that watering that first few minutes that usually causes the damage on a plant. So, and the soil is dry. So when you're watering, the first place that moisture goes is to the driest soil. So it goes away from the root ball of the plant out into the walls. It's even a great idea to have the water running, fill those holes with water first. So the area around the plant is nice and moist. You put the plant in the hole, fill it in, start watering it. The water stays right there around the plant, as opposed to, you know, seeking out all that dry space around the plant. So that's a couple little tips.
And if your ground is hard where you're digging, it's nice to pre-wet it and soften it up a little bit too. You know, put the water on it first, and it makes the digging just a little bit easier too.
A whole lot easier. Yeah. Our soil is, you know, it's just very expansive. So when it's wet, it's really soft.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just very rarely wet.
Right, right. You have to wet it.
And even if you're digging after the rains, I mean, you're still only the amount that rain penetrates is surprisingly
shallow.
That's a good lesson to people to how long you need to let things run, how slow and long you need to water to get water to penetrate deeply into the soil. You can go out after a pretty hard rain and, like I said, you know, go down a couple, 3 inches, and then it's bone dry. So long, deep, slow waterings. Make sure you water promptly as you're planting, and you'll be fine.
We're in the garden on this Memorial Weekend broadcast. Wherever you're traveling throughout the state, if you are, Renaud, you can take Rosie on the house with you. If you're traveling north, you can catch us out of Prescott on KQ&A, Sedona on Chasm, Flagstaff Calf. If you're traveling south, KNST in Tucson, KGVY and Green Valley. Across the entire state of Arizona, it's Rosie on the House.
The Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.